It's over now. The referee has blown the full-time whistle, and Donegal have won the Alliance Division 2 league title as Jim McGuinness returns for a second term in charge of Donegal. And straight away in his first league competition, he has led them to silverware. But listen, it was a real dogfight towards the end there, Martin McHugh.
But brilliant. This is a good day for Donegal, Oisin. I know it's only a Division 2 title. We had a lot of players on the field today that, you know, that showed what they're about. We got players back, Jason McGee back, Niall O'Donnell back. And I think this is a great victory. It's a disaster for Armagh, really, because they had the big names there. They took on the big names and everything else. And so Donegal showed great character when Armagh went a point up, 68th minute, came back and got them 2 points. Kieran McGonigal came forward and kicked. We kicked some great scores. That was a score that levelled it up, and then Oisin Gallen with a one from play and Aaron Doherty's late point. Donegal with a better side totally deserved to win this match. And you know, we're not going to name anybody. You know, we talk about Kieran Thompson's going to lift the cup. He had a brilliant first half, Kieran Thompson, but other players came good in the second half, including Niall O'Donnell. So great performance. I think this will give a big lift. We're still unbeaten, Oisin, this year. You'll forget about the McKenna Cup. We're still unbeaten this year. You know, this is going to give us a lift going forward, and we can all relax, the players and all, now, and we can watch Derry and Dublin where it goes. But I have to say, it's proud to be Donegal this day, because this was a good performance. Armagh, Des Keller, somebody said during the week, they're in the top four teams in the country, and other people say that. This is a good performance, Donegal. And now there's the squad's coming together. We're getting better players together. We said before the game we thought Armagh had a better squad. We look at Donegal, their players juice the goods. And I did say at the start, Oisin, that we are better footballers. And that came through the day in Croke Park. And we were a good Croke Park team. And that, I think, is a great. I'm over the moon with that performance. And they showed the character to come back when it looked like it was gone from the money was on Armagh. And I mean, Armagh threw everything at them. Armagh will be disappointed, very disappointed. I know Charlie would have liked to have given the cup to Armagh and anything else. He'll be handing the cup to Kieran Thompson from Neve Connell Club.
So Brendan Devaney, we'll just take you on. Listen, Donegal, we're cruising in this game with 50 minutes on the clock, leading by four, but five unanswered points by Armagh had Donegal on the rack, and it was going to be a real show, a real test of the character of this group. And they, when that question was asked, they passed that test with flying colours towards the end of those closing minutes.
Yeah, you always thought Armagh would come with a run, Oisin, just because of what they had in the bench. But you know, Armagh were so poor. Donegal had it so easy. They probably couldn't believe how easy it was, particularly in that second half. I think when we were four up, we had two shots to none from defenders with a mile wide. Oisin, it was kind of like we had the game in control. And in many ways, we can open the door a small bit from Armagh, but it was a very dangerous game Kieran McGinney played. You know, he left five of his better players on the bench, and he thought probably with Donegal being so weak that Armagh might have the better of it, and then if they were needed, they would put them on. As it was, they were chasing the game badly. You know, they did pull themselves back into it, but phenomenal scores at the end, particularly by McGonigal, you know, really taking the ownership there, striding forward. Unbelievable point without said of his boot. And then after the equaliser from Kennedy there, the Aaron Doherty, they pop up, and you know, Armagh had the fresher legs at that point on the pitch. They were able to unload the bench. So, you know, it's a huge effort for those Donegal lads. And we've seen so many players blossom. I mean, Kieran Moore again, absolutely phenomenal out there. And I thought McGonigal in at six, brilliant. Brilliant to see, of course, McGee back in there. Thompson's play, particularly in the first half when he was central. And I think that's a key to Donegal. We get Thompson in around that central area, he can put the ball over the bar. Oisin Gallen, as ever, fantastic up front. So, you know, Niall O'Donnell had his moments in the game as well. But it took so much guts from Donegal today, because that game was set up squad on squad. This was Armagh's game to win. Donegal completely turned the tables on them.
And listen, just a note on Kieran Thompson's performance, particularly in the first half, it was exceptional. And he's marked his 100th appearance now by lifting a piece of silverware.
Yeah,
with the
well,
club.
I think for years, and talking to Kieran himself, you know, he wants to play centrally, and I think what it does is it allows him to come in to a point where he's got a more of a better target. You know, if he's out wide, he's coming trying to check in, trying to get on that left foot. And where he is, if he's in that central role, he steps inside, and as we see, he's got an absolute wand. And while Donegal were struggling a small bit in front of goals in the first half, his accuracy was unbelievable, and really was the platform for this victory.
Okay, thanks, Brendan. Brendan, of course, will be in reaction duty for us, talking to the Donegal camp. Martin McHugh,
yeah,
listen.
I think too, Paddy McBurdy and Kieran Thompson is going to lift the cup together, the two of them. Yeah. So Paddy McBurdy did captain them all along up to today, so the two of them are going to lift the cup together.
And we're watching Kieran Thompson along with Paddy McBurdy. They're going to lift this Division 2 Cup. Thompson, as I said, kicking 4 points today. Oisin Gallen also kicking 4 points. Niall O'Donnell, he stepped up with three. Aaron Doherty chipped in with a score. Shane O'Donnell also got on the scoring act as well, as did Pater Mogan. Mogan, of course, one of the most consistent players throughout this entire league campaign. The new president of the GAA, Jarlath Burns, would like to be handing the trophy over to his native county, Armagh, but that's not the case. He's going to hand it over now to Kieran Thompson. We're going to watch it here on the big screen. We're going to try and get some reaction for you shortly as well. But listen, Martin, this performance and this league campaign, it all bodes well as we head to the championship in 3 weeks' time.
Yeah, exactly. It does bode well. But look, it's going to be another a big step up. I don't know what's missing in Armagh. And, you know, we saw it a wee bit Oisin down yesterday as well. You know, just the occasion gets them. Somebody seemed to me they looked nervous at the start of the game. I don't know. You know, it was a League Two final. They're well used to playing in big games. They'll still be a big threat in the championship, and you expect them to get the champ. But look at it. The big one today from Donegal is Jason McGee getting game time and played really well when he was on the field. Niall O'Donnell getting the whole game. Well, basically when he was taken off at the end was very important. Gallen, I thought, was very good today. Showed brilliantly up front. Kieran Thompson, brilliant in the first half. And very good. Luke McGlynn, very good when he was on the field. And Aaron Doherty, he showed the ability and the football ability he has. You know, Pater Mogan, we talked about. Shane O'Donnell, another good game. Kiel McColgan, and what about this man? He's like Patton's very good in goals. Didn't concede today either. And Kieran Moore and Mark Curran. But Kieran Moore, you know, it's been an unbelievable year for him so far. Kieran Moore, been thrown in there and doing in his performance today. He's footballer, he can do a lot of things, and the two boys have lifted the cup, and it's always nice to win silverware. It's not that much silverware given out in a year, so it's great to win the silverware at the end of the year. So we now are the best team in Division 2, and if Armagh didn't get to Ulster final, we would be seated higher than now in the championship going forward, Oisin.
Okay, right, we're going to try and get some reaction from this victorious Donegal camp, but it's all over here as Kieran Thompson gives a speech on the steps of the Hogan stand, having left the cup to lift the Division 2 title. Full time score, Donegal 15 points, Armagh 14 points. Donegal are champions. We're going to get some reaction as we hand you back to the studio in Letterkenny.